This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back live. Owen Schroyer is here with us. We are
blackout.
It's crazy. We have a shot over the Capitol. We've been here like 3 hours live, even before we did my show. And the sun is like sat right there. Like other times the sun moved around, was in front of us. It just sits there. Something about the winter and the elliptical or something.
The proof of the flat earth, Alex.
I think it's proof of the flat. I think the sun has stopped today or something. Because I've been here for 3-4 hours. The sun's only moved like that much. I mean, something's going on here.
No, but it is kind of an illustration of time moving slow. Like the next 12 days, Trump's final days are going to move really slow. But then when it's all done, it's going to seem like, you know, oh my gosh, like it's how 2020 was. It's like 2020 felt like the longest year of my life. But now that I'm out of it, it feels like it never even happened. It feels like 2020 didn't even happen.
Like we're in a time warp.
Yeah.
Get over here.
And, you know, and I think that one example that, you know, just in a generalization of everything that we're witnessing here, Alex, and I'm really excited to start taking calls, you know, when we get back in studio and everything, and I know you're going to start taking calls now, but tomorrow and the rest of the week. But this is what happens in third world countries. So when you get a government that starts acting like a third world communist country, you're going to get the people that start acting like it's a third world communist country. And then you're going to have the police force and everything turn into like...
And when the Muslims were storming capitals and taking over to the Arab Spring and blowing up churches, the media was like, oh, it's so beautiful. But then when people go and do that here, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Well, and let's be clear about this. It's not even just the left promoting that, whether it's, you know, overseas or here domestically. They funded it. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama sent hundreds of millions of dollars at the time they said moderate rebels. They knew who they were. In fact, now there's actually congressional investigations.
Some are next door to us.
They're actually, oh yeah, the big Al Jazeera over here, our friends actually.
Some but, actually, kind of the crew are fans. So.
But seriously, look. They fund, Barack Obama sent hundreds of millions of dollars to fund moderate rebels in Syria and the Middle East, and now congressional investigations are being done finding out that, no, they knew those were terrorists, and they knew they were actually
on our
list.
And then when Trump wants to pull out, they lie to him and don't pull out.
And think about
here's
how
the deal. We got a real president. He wasn't perfect, but my God, was he real. And now we've crapped all over it. And now can you imagine how they're going to persecute us under Biden? He's saying, oh, the masks never come off. You're never leaving your house. It's over. I mean, wow.
Well, and look at his war cabinet. He already has it assembled. Everything that Trump's done, all the peace in the Middle East, that's gone. That's gone. Probably within a year. I mean, we're going to be over there harvesting poppy fields. We're going to be bringing back heroin to the United States. That's what we're going to be doing once again.
And you know, that's how sad it is, too, that here's Trump taking up one of the biggest leftists. And fair enough, anybody wants to stop war. He's taking that mantle to stop these wars and actually have peace, and they hate him for it. But, you know, this is my fear. The propaganda is so thick and has been so lengthy against Trump for 4 years and Trump supporters, whether these people like Biden or not. They're going to look at him as the hero that stopped the racist Hitler, and so he's going to be worshipped and brought in like, oh my gosh, he saved us. Oh my gosh, we love him. And it's just like the weirdest thing. And then they're going to look at us, like you said, Alex, and they're going to be coming. I mean, and they're going to feel justified, and they're going to get praised by the mainstream media. They're going to get praised by the Biden administration, and they're going to say, you've done a good job. Go hunt Trump supporters. It's affirmed. Great job.
Well, all I got to say is the hunting's not going to go too well, because when they physically start it, we're going to finish it.
Well, they don't realize that we are the party of the Second Amendment. It was exactly what you were saying. It's not just that. They're setting him up to cure COVID, to be the savior of COVID, to, you know, the 350,000 lives lost. You know, he is these people's savior. This is the one that he's going to cure the pandemic, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Once he's inaugurated, you're not even going to hear about it.
And they'll give China, here's what I think is going to happen too, because I think you're right, but I think it's next level. They're going to say, they're already building this narrative. They're going to say, wow, Trump blew it. He blew it with the pandemic, and now he blew it with the vaccines. Oh my gosh, we need China. And then China's going to bring in the vaccines, and Joe's going to say, thank God. See, this is why we need a relationship with China. What Trump did with China's bad. We have to be in good terms with China. They're great. They have the vaccines that saved us. Thank you, China. We're out of the pandemic. And then the media will go right in lockstep.
In a matter of 1 year, if that, we will go from an America First movement to a China First movement.
He already said, People go, oh, that's edited. No, it's the full speech. He goes, I don't like America First. We shouldn't have that. Well, I mean, come on, folks. That's corporations trying to get you to hate yourself. We'll be right back. We'll take your phone calls and another special guest. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices. We're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are back live broadcasting worldwide from a building right over the Capitol where all hell broke loose yesterday, where Antifa, overwhelming evidence shows, successfully led us into garbage. But I've done many, many hours so far here, and I have not plugged yet. And if we don't do that, we won't be here because it takes money to fund this entire operation. And so I just want to ask listeners to realize that you do need storable food. You do need to be prepared. We have the best company out there. And with preparewithalex.com, before they go up on prices in the year 2021, they have one last deal. And so that is up to $850 off their different food supplies and 2020 prices. And so the prices are set to go up. Some in the new year, all the other big competing food companies already have. I just go out and find out who's the best, who's got the lowest price for the quality, and I do it. And so 3 months, 6 months, year supply, specialty foods, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com, and it's you getting good food you already need. 25 years, it's in your shed, it's in your basement, it's in your attic, it's sealed, it's ready to go. A lot of it tastes gourmet, some of it tastes okay, it all tastes decent. But the quality and the ingredients are excellent, and it is there for you. A lot of great desserts, a lot of great, just a lot of it. I personally eat myself, just dig out, eat all the time. It's so good. I love food, as everybody knows. InfoWarsStore.com has the regular prices, but if you want to get that special deal, $850 off of your supply, and it goes down as you get smaller amounts, and lock in 2020 prices on top of that, it is at preparewithalex.com. That ends Saturday morning. It ends. I got them to extend it, and I promise you, their other suppliers are mags. We're undercutting them. It will end. And separately, Pollen Block, X2, Supermel Vitality, Winter Sun, all of these things have been back in. I've kept them discounted 25 to 50% off despite that. InfoWarsStore.com, that's how we paid for all the great security, all the great intel, rooftop vantage points, all the rest of it is because of you supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all. And now, as we go into the fight against the New World Order, having independent free media on air is more important than ever. You noticed, Owen, that Barack Obama came out. And you notice that he said, we've got to shut down alternative conservative ecosystems. That's how this riot happened. No, you hijacked our beautiful rally and got a little bit of a riot going. And now you're saying you survived World War II and you're a hero and you defeated, Hydra and Red Skull and Hitler and Pearl Harbor. No. They're just mad that we've circumvented their censorship. Big media, big tech has failed. They're a joke. They're a fraud. They thought if we went away, they'd be pertinent again. They would matter again. They don't matter. They're a fraud, and they're a joke. Everybody knows it. So I want to take a few calls here, but how big is that? How big is that, Owen, that Obama says we've got to shut down the alternative media ecosystem? They listed InfoWars. They listed Newsmax, who's not even, they're okay. They listed OAN, who's great. They listed Gateway Pundit. I mean, there's not many people out there. Hey, Drudge used to be a great guy. Came to the studio, knows what's going on. Trump wouldn't financially support him or whatever. He got, let CNN buy him out, I'm told. My point is, there's not many holdouts out there.
Well, I think just as angry as, you know, we the people are at everything that's gone down, I think that also, you know, there's an element on the other side of fear. I mean, I really believe that that Biden is scared, that Obama is scared, Schumer, Pelosi. I do believe that they're afraid, not because we're violent. That's not why they're afraid. They're afraid because their corruption is now fully out in the open, and people, like you said, the censorship isn't working. So we still organize and activated a million people in D.C. We still have people going to the Capitol buildings every Saturday. They thought they could end those transmissions and stop the movement from happening. It didn't work. So they've been fully exposed. I mean, the corruption with Biden and China and Obama, like, that's out there in Spygate. But, I mean, even the stuff with the Epstein flight logs and everybody involved.
This is all total defeat of them. And now that's what I want to say here, because I've been pregnant with anger, pregnant with frustration to say this, and I've been being a little mad to everybody. It has nothing to do with you guys. I'm just so pissed, ready for war. Is that we won, folks. We won. Trump won. The globalists are in trouble. They're a joke. They're hunchback demons. Look at Chuckie Schumer. Look at all these people. Look at Pelosi. They're jokes. Look at Biden. These people are sick, unbelievable, filthy jokes at every single level. And that's what this comes down to. And so as bad as all this is, at least we're putting up a fight. At least we're down here. At least they're crapping their britches, even though we didn't want the violence they led into it. I mean, once their own people led us into violence, they crap their britches. And so let's just understand, we're in the fight. This is historical. We're not going down without a fight. And we're actually winning culturally because we're the rock stars. We're the outlaw country. We're the outlaw rock and roll, folks. You are. And so understand that and just know that we've only begun to fight.
And, you know, continuing the pressure and not giving up. I mean, you know, well, again, Trump is in control of his own fate, but we can still be in control of the fate of America. It just maybe gets a lot more difficult from here and with every day that passes. But, yeah, I mean, there is an element to us having the victories. They're just not telling us. They're not letting us.
And you got to remember that, and God's on our side. These are Satanists. They're always going to fail. They're just deployed to destroy human life by this force. Let's talk to some callers here. Patriot in D.C. Patriot, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. What took place is obvious script play from the time that we had the celebration yesterday with Trump, and they set him up because the tweet that was sent out earlier on of him saying, hey, this is going to be a big day, they took advantage of that. They went ahead and activated Antifa to be there to start the riots before the true patriots went there to peacefully protest. And what took place was the script play when the Senate was taken over. The military came in after that. Then once they got everything quelled, they initiated the curfew. Patriots came back, pulled back forces. Then what took place was the Senate came out, and each one of the Senate members started reading off their scripts of as if they had this speech prepared of what took place. They started changing their role. And what needs to take place next is Trump as a commander-in-chief under the foreign interference executive order that is still in place. He needs to go ahead and send an alert order to the USOCOM and activate Dev Group, and he needs to activate ODA teams and simultaneously arrest all of the traitors with all of the, because the enemy has manifested itself. We know at this point, this far in the game, who the enemy is. And there's plenty of evidence to show that. And we need to use that. We need to use USOCOM. He has full authority to do that. And that's one way that we can maybe move forward.
Well, sir, God bless you. And here's the deal. We're under Chi-Com takeover anyways. I don't like any of this happening, but I agree. Trump has that power. The question is, will he? He can't even get a march to go to a Capitol without it being hijacked. Can he count on the military brass at the top? I know he can count on the troops that are low-level and mid-level, but that really is where we are. People can feel it. We're going under bondage. This is finally it. I mean, you can hear the church bells going off over here. This is historic.
Well, and also, you know, this isn't just a group of people randomly going around beating random people up or destroying businesses or looting or burning buildings. I mean, these are people that went to the scene of the crime. The election was being stolen right there. So they just went to the scene of the crime. We didn't even plan on going in. It just kind of happened with the setup and everything. But they went to the scene of the crime. And so this is really the most dangerous aspect of this, and why I think there's a lot of frustration between Trump supporters and the D.C. police, not just the physical confrontations. But, I mean, imagine now the Democrats have control. They have control of the entire security nanny state apparatus, where even when you show up to the scene of their crime, they can send in their forces to stop you. I mean, that's like having the Chinese military. I'm not saying the police are the Chinese military. I'm saying it's the same equivalent of having the Chinese
military. All right, caller, you made an incredible point. Owen is going to take a break. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour, some of his own show. I'll be popping in. I'm going to go down and share the National Guard, Capitol grounds. I'll be Skyping in. He'll take some of that live feed. But I have a guest, Carolina Galvin, who also is making a film about Antifa staging events, and they've been tracking this very, very closely, so I wanted to get her on to continue to show how people are on target, showing that Antifa is this shadow terrorist group that's being used to take down our republic. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today, an incredibly historic time to be alive, but it doesn't matter. We're fighting back. We're winning. Expect to be fought back against. That's part of the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To resolve disputes. There were some on the left who said that we should not even be seated in the body, that we ought to be prosecuted, maybe even jailed. Those arguments anger people, but people do understand the concepts of basic fairness. And no competition, contest, or election can be deemed fair if the participants are subject to different rules. Baseball teams that cheat and steal signs should be stripped of their championships. Russian Olympians who cheat and use steroids should be stripped of their medals. And states that do not run clean elections should be stripped of their electors. This fraud was systemic. It was repeated. It was the same system, and I dare say it was effective. We saw circumstances where when Democrat operatives couldn't get the outcomes they wanted in state legislators, when they couldn't get the job done there, they went and pressured and litigated and usurped the Constitution with extra constitutional action of some officials in some states. They fraudulently laundered ballots, votes, voter registration forms, and then they limited review. In 2016, Democrats found out that they couldn't beat Donald Trump at the ballot box with voters who actually show up, so they turned to impeachment and the witness box. And when that failed, they ran to the mailbox, where this election saw an unprecedented amount of votes that could not be authenticated with true ID, with true signature match, and with true confidence for the American people. Our Article III courts have failed by not holding evidentiary hearings to weigh the evidence. We should not join in that failure. We should vindicate the rights of states. We should vindicate the subpoenas in Arizona that have been issued to get a hold of these voting machines, and we should reject these electors. I yield back.
Now the time has expired. For what purpose is the gentlewoman from Colorado?
This is January 5th, the night of June. We're about to go into another one of these constitutional dates, January 6th tomorrow, and we still don't have an outcome for the United States of America to not have the outcome of an election for our ability, all the capabilities that we have. I have actually been part of taking over countries or running elections in countries, in other countries around the world, where we say, hey, be more like us, act more like us. In fact, we're going to show you how to do an election in your country, Iraq, in your country, Afghanistan, in your country, name the Central American country in the 80s and the 90s. So anyway, this is embarrassing.
No, I totally agree with you. And under the U.S. law, under the State Department, under the U.N., if they're not poll watchers, if there's not, you redo the election.
I get into politics because I'm a politician. I get into politics because I care about the future of the country. I saw the country going towards socialism while I was in uniform. So That's why I felt so strongly about getting involved in the political process, because I knew if we went a different direction, we wouldn't have this conversation. There's a DNA in the American psyche and in the American culture that still exists, and that DNA goes all the way back to 1776. Yes.
Michael Flynn is here with us, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor to President Trump, someone attacked and demonized by the globalists. You're here with us. This is unfiltered. Millions are going to watch this at this critical juncture for our republic. We really appreciate you taking time out on the eve of Trump's big speech tomorrow. Thank you so much, General, for being with us. What is your call to the American people right now?
Well, my big message is that the truth is going to come out. Donald Trump will continue to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years. There's no doubt in my mind. When I'm asked on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the scale that you put that Trump will be the next president, I say 10, without a doubt. That is the truth. Everybody in this country, everybody in the world knows that this election on the 3rd of November was a total ripoff. It was a fraudulent election. We have had foreign interference from multiple countries. I'll rattle them off here if you want to get into that. And Donald Trump was the clear winner. For the next 4 days after the 3rd of November, from about the 4th through the 7th, 8th of November, they just started stuffing the ballot boxes. And everybody knows it, and they got caught. They got caught with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar. So that's where we are.
Just like they got caught on Russiagate, just like
everything. Russiagate.
So you got the floor, General. Lay it out for people what really happened.
Yeah, so in terms of the election, what we know is that the election was won by Donald Trump that night. Approximately 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, 80 to 90% of the precincts in nationwide, Trump won hands down. And then all of a sudden we had this very, very uncertain, you know, everything stops. We've never had that in our country, in our presidential election. So five states shut down. Joe Biden goes to bed. I mean, he probably never came out of the basement. And so then what happened was they realized that the algorithms that they put into these Dominion machines and these what's called ESNS, which is electronic security systems, 95% of the electronic voting done in this country is done by those two systems, Dominion and ESNS, okay? The majority of people in this country don't even realize that. Those machines and the companies behind them are partially owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
And you said that months ago.
Yeah.
Now it was confirmed. I saw today that Congress has proven they're connecting.
The Chinese Party paid $200 million in 2014 to Dominion, and they paid in October, I believe it was October of 2020, another $400 million put into this company. So we have clear evidence of a foreign interference, which is all the president's executive order describes. That's the executive order from 2018. He reinstituted it in 2019. He reinstituted it again in 2020. And so we are essentially in a national emergency that the president has already declared. He just has to decide whether to execute some of those procedures that are within his authority. So we have foreign interference from China. We have foreign interference from Serbia. We have foreign interference from Italy, from Spain, from Germany. And then on the 30th of October, 2020, so a couple of days before the 3rd of November election, and then on the 3rd of November, the FBI and CISA, which is that guy Krebs, right? Krebs, who came out and said, hey, there's no foreign interference at all, about a week after the election. CISA is a Homeland Security cybersecurity agency. On the 30th of October, 2020, and on the 3rd of November, both in what's called a joint intelligence advisory, the FBI and CISA issued an advisory saying that Iran is mucking around in our
election. This is just part of the General Flynn interview that we have of a Bandai video, and I'm really trying to get General Flynn now in this crisis to come back on to give us his expertise. He's a great guy and really smart. We'll be back with more of your calls. due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Surreal world, this all feels like an acid trip. No, I've never taken any acid. There's some giant noise on top of the building. Sounds like something's blowing up over here. You got police cars driving around, all these forms of insanity. I'm sitting here with loaded phone calls to take your calls. Owen's taking over in the next hour. And all I can say is incredible history is unfolding in front of us right now. That's all I can tell you. I mean, this is just totally insane. World government, Chinese Shagom takeover, weird crypt keeper, can't even talk. A lady that's his running mate, vice president, like hates black people and has less than 1-10% support from black people. But they go, oh, she's black. I mean, this is some crazy stuff going down. This is the gaslighting of the planet. So let's go ahead and talk to Will in D.C. Will, you're on the air.
What's up, Alex? I'm literally boarding my plane as we speak, and they're making us wear a mask. So sorry if I sound a little muffled.
It's okay, brother. I understand. Go ahead. If they just turn your audio up, I can hear you.
Yes, brother. I came all the way here from Seattle, where I've watched my city burn to the ground at various spots. I've seen police cars burn to the ground. I've seen real riots. What happened yesterday was not a riot. It was an example of a frustrated people just showing up to their house and exercising their right to protest. Tensions didn't even really get crazy and rise until that poor woman got shot, which, you know, most of us standing right outside of the front doors didn't even hear it happen. We didn't even, so when that information finally started spilling out to the rest of us outside, you know, we didn't know what to believe. And, you know, it wasn't too much longer after that, the police forced everybody, you know, slowly off the grounds completely. But anyway, I was just calling in, Alex, really quick. I ain't got very much longer to talk, but they're already trying to spin the narrative and make it seem like anyone that was standing outside of that building is a terrorist, and I'm on my way back to Seattle, where most people probably feel that way. And I'm really thankful for you, and I just don't want you to burn out and have a heart attack or something, brother. Keep going, and don't let these people take the narrative and spin it into us being terrorists. That's really all I got.
No, they're not. I love you, and I love the crew.
I love you.
Totally historic and insane, and I'm glad you were there to see the truth and know what really happened. Yeah, they killed four patriots who went into the Capitol. BLM does that. Antifa does that. Pink Lives Matter, or whatever it's called, Code Pink does that. Absolutely. And they came and shot people. They escalated it. And Trump needs to get on the offense instead of apologizing to the mainstream media. I agree with you. Thank you, Will, in D.C. Have a great flight. Great job coming out here. It was historic. It was amazing. We've only begun to expose this. All right. Ryan in the great state of Texas. Ryan, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to start off thanking you for your service there in D.C., and I wanted to send prayers out to especially the family of Ashley Babbitt and the other patriots that lost their lives yesterday. I hate to sound like an armchair quarterback, but I was very afraid that that provocateur action would occur yesterday, and I think that my first indication was that they had only got to the objection on the Arizona account when all this really popped off, and that didn't really make sense to me why they wouldn't let that process. Real patriots would have just let that process continue, in my opinion.
Oh, there's no doubt Antifa came and started fights with the police. There's no doubt Antifa came and then triggered the police to attack the crowd, so some went in. And they're like, hey, we're just going in the Capitol, like they did in Wisconsin, like they did in Michigan. And then they started shooting people, and then it got crazy. That's exactly what happened, brother.
Yeah. And I guess now I'm kind of wondering why Trump, why does he keep trying to...
Hey, brother, I'm sorry. My audio is so low, I can't hear you. I'm going to have to put you on pause. I'm going to put you on hold until we can get that audio boosted up in my earpieces. It sounds like the building's blowing up. It's rattling. We've got police cars racing around. And, hey, guys, what's happening down here?
They're clearing all the people out. They proudly leave the statue and they're following.
So the police right now are making a crowd leave by the Capitol statue. Let's get some footage of that. I know you guys are doing a great job. Let's take over and show this. Are we able to get this? I know we're up here. We got a limited crew here. But, yeah, there's a bunch of police action. Because you can't let Americans congregate, not right-wingers. Now, they were shooting cops or burning buildings, but burning down public housing and be okay. But they got the police herding people away from a statue, not allowing congregation. That is martial law. Okay, sorry, caller. Going back to you to finish up. Again, I'm half deaf, so I may have to retire. But it's not the crew's fault that I can't hear you. But just go ahead. What else are you going to say, Ryan?
So I guess I'm just wondering what Trump's waiting for at this point. Why can't we just do something, whether it's we're not going to please
everybody. So let's do what's right, what's best for the country. And if he can.
Well, I think he's waiting on Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr. I think Bill Barr, Jeff Sessions, Mike Pence, trust the plan. What do you think the Q folks are going to do when Trump's gone? Are they going to secretly say Biden is Q and he's good and that Xi Jinping's actually Q and Xi Jinping's going to save us? Do you think Q will endorse Xi Jinping? What do you think?
I think that the Q thing is a. They obviously used that as the catalyst for what happened yesterday. They said that it was QAnons, and, you know, that could have called that one.
The poor woman that got killed, Ashley Babbitt, was a huge Q person. She was a great person, a veteran, Air Force. She cared. She believed it. She thought, we're going to beat it. It's real. We're going to beat the New World Order. We're going to do it. Q says attack. And then Antifa saying attack. Q saying attack, 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 attack. And then she got killed, and the Antifa is celebrating it. And it's disgusting, and it's wrong. But, you know, that's where we are, brother. I appreciate your call. I guess they started like a generator on the building or something. Maybe the power went out. But my God, this sounds like I'm inside a diesel engine over here. Luckily, we have gates on these equipment, so you can't. Hell, Al Jazeera's right here. CNN's over there. So they was hearing. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know if you can hear this, but it's definitely going down. Alex in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, let me start by saying that everything happening right now is absolutely disgusting. I'm saying it right now for everybody who can hear my voice. I will never, ever respect Joe Biden or recognize Joe Biden as my president. Neither him or Kamala Harris. This is a blatant fraud. It's completely disgusting. And I always try to tell people to tune into your movie on Amazon Prime, Armageddon. I know that you and Norris, you guys, you know, did your thing producing it back in 2016. I went and watched it when it was live in theaters. If people really can't see what's about to happen, they should go and watch it. Because I know a lot of people are visual learners and, you know, they kind of just need to see it in a theatrical form to see what would happen if America went down in the way that it would go down. Because everything they
and it is a fun, cheesy Chuck Norris movie or, you know, Mike Norris movie, the only way they can do it. And it does show a UN takeover of America. It's a great movie. I was honored to be in it. And that's what we're witnessing. We're witnessing a globalist takeover, and then a bunch of Americans showed up, and four of them got killed, and we're the terrorists. No, nobody's buying this crap. They were pissed off Americans in their house saying no, and Trump shouldn't be running away from this.
Absolutely not. And also, too, I don't know if these numbers were accurate, but I was watching everything live on your radio show yesterday. And congratulations, because it showed that you had 1.6 billion viewers. And that's amazing. Congratulations, man. That just warmed my heart. I snapshotted it. Send it to all my friends and family. And
well, I don't know what metrics you were watching. We're on a lot of radio stations, a lot of TV stations. We have our own streams. Where'd you see 1.6 million viewers?
I saw it on Bandai Video. I got a link from Parler, and then it linked.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We get millions of viewers a day on Bandai Video. Yeah, it's great. I mean, look, that's why we're here. And notice Obama said, we've got to shut down the right-wingers' media because they're pissed that you. Brother, don't thank me. Do you know that it's you that kept us on air? It's you're buying our products. You're spreading the word. You're the reason we're on air, brother. That's why I'm thanking you for keeping us on air, because I want to stay on air. You say, hey, the last caller said Jones will have a heart attack or whatever. I'm going to try not to have a heart attack. I think I'm doing all right, but I'm fighting as hard as I can. Let's not have a collective heart attack. None of us commit suicide. I'm not far from suicide. I love life, but a lot of people get depressed, commit suicide. Let's make the globalists pay. Let's make them miserable. Let's not kill ourselves. God bless you, brother. We're going to go to break, come back with more phone calls here in just a few minutes, and then Owen Schroyer is going to take over. I'm going to go down and show you where the cops are running people off, saying, you're not allowed to be out in broad daylight in America. You're not allowed. They're not even on the Capitol. They didn't like a group congregate. You can't let people congregate. Hell, we saw what just happened with those right-wingers. Now,
attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Security both said there's foreign interference in our election on election day by the country of Iran. So for anybody to say that we haven't had foreign interference is full of it. There is our U.S. government agencies, whether you want to trust the FBI or not. I have my doubts about the FBI.
But I mean, regardless, General, we, as you said, we have them claiming that Russians got Trump elected with no evidence. Now we have the EU, the Communist Chinese, Iran, with these Confucius Institutes and all the, China tells Hollywood what they can put in movies now.
Yeah.
And they're all...
China actually owns Hollywood. They own Hollywood.
Speak to that, please.
You know, the level of influence inside and the ownership, I mean, just the flat-out ownership. You know, if people knew what the Chinese party, basically the Chinese government was doing inside of this country for, frankly, the last 30 years. I mean, it's astounding inside of our academic institutions, it's in our banking systems, in our tech systems, and in our Hollywood, within Hollywood or in our movie-making capabilities. So when you begin to look and I would call it the real estate. So if you look at what real estate is being purchased by China, it exists in all walks of America's life. And I think the Hollywood component of it is a big deal. All you got to do is look at some of these big companies that are living in Fulton County, Atlanta. Okay, so why is Fulton County, Atlanta such a big deal right now? Why is there so much scrutiny being paid on Fulton County, Atlanta, which is one of the largest voting counties in the country? In fact, Fulton County, Maricopa County, and Wayne County up in Michigan, Maricopa County in Arizona, those are the top voting counties in the country. This election, and what we know the Chinese party has done, not since Donald Trump came into office, but probably for the last 30 years, certainly since the mid-90s, since the Clinton era of the mid-90s, and what they have been doing. When you think about it, and I'll just talk about our academic institutions. When you think about our colleges and universities, graduate and undergraduate, they've been sending upwards of about 300,000 students a year into our institutions. Those are just students. They come here for 1 year, they go back home. They come here for another year, they go back home. They graduate, and they graduate in the science, technology, engineering, and math arenas. They're not keeping that intellect here. They're taking it right back home, and they've been doing it for decades.
So they sold our brain trust. The system moved heaven and earth to falsely indict you, to keep you from giving Trump good, patriotic, pro-American advice, because you were somebody that believed in America and you were not a traitor. So now they try to silence you. They fail. You've come through the fire as a phoenix. What is your advice right now to President Trump and the American people, regardless of what happens in the next 15 days? Because they wanted to silence you for a reason, because they knew you were a real person who cared about America and cared about truth. So, General Flynn, they want to silence you.
I'll tell you one of the pieces of the conversation that I had with Donald Trump the day that he called me up about the pardon. He says, you're the cleanest guy in America. He says, you're probably the cleanest guy in the world. And I said, no, Donald, you're the cleanest guy in the world, because they have dug into your rear end so far and they found nothing. And I said, I know what they would have found in my life, and it's nothing. You know, it's maybe some ugly fight that I get in when I was a kid in high school with a guy like you sometimes. You know, I don't know if I'd take you on that.
You probably made me up.
I'm being a little facetious about that, but that was part of it, was that they dug into my life so far back, and I'm talking about back years.
Oh, I know. I've gone through it, too.
This isn't just started in 2017 or when the president won the last election.
They go interview everybody you do in high school.
Everybody. Yeah. So they looked into every single part of my life. They were listening to all my communications or watching all my texts, looking at all my bank accounts, everything. They found nothing. What they knew is that I knew what they knew. Okay? And I think that's a powerful statement, actually.
Say that again. Exactly. What they knew.
What they knew is what I know what they know. Okay? I mean, essentially, how this system operates. When Chuck Schumer said that the intel about Donald Trump, and he said that they have six ways to Sunday, right? The intelligence community have six ways to Sunday to basically screw you, then that ought to send a message. That ought to send a chill down everybody's spine, right, in this country. That should never be the case, yet that is in fact the case. And it's still the case to some degree. So what we're facing is institutions in this country that have lost sight of who they work for. They work for the American people. They work for we the people. They don't work for the institution. But that's what this town has become. So why we call this the swamp, why we call this the deep state, the amount of corruption that we are now seeing that has been exposed by this election is outrageous. It's despicable. And just to give you one little example, because it outraged me today, and I've already spoken to a couple of different
people. All right, folks, we are back live. We are here with limited equipment because we got cut off of the martial law lockdown and didn't get some of it. And I'm about to go down and show you the Capitol and what happened in the National Guard and not letting citizens near the Capitol and the martial law that's unfolding. But it's part of the General Flynn interview. Our internet was down. The building sounded like it was going to blow up. I'm not kidding. The whole building was like going, wrong, 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 shaking. I've never been in a building that does that. Like, Owen, get over here. Am I lying about this? The building's always going to blow up for 30 minutes. This is like an acid trip. I'm not saying I'm taking acid, but my wife was totally right when she said yesterday, this has been like an acid trip. Like, yesterday was not real, and Biden stumbling around is not real, and Kamala Harris isn't real. I'm going to take a few calls and end this, and no one's going to take over. He'll take a live Skype feed, whatever they tell him to, because he won't be able to hear me. I'll be down there on the ground. I won't be able to hear him. But this is just Twilight Zone, Owen.
Well, it's totally surreal, and there's a delicate balance between accepting the reality and not going crazy or trying to figure out how to deal with it in your own head versus just either rejecting it or trying to think you can escape it. And so it's like we're in this weird paradigm now where it's like totally Twilight Zone level. Everything is backwards. Everything is double standard. But it's like, okay.
And you own turtles.
And how do you deal with it, though? I do own turtles.
That's a little weird.
And tortoises. But that's actually reality. No, but getting serious, though, it's like, you know, that's why all of these Trump supporters, I think, or Q people are kind of, you know, what kind of emotions are they going through? I mean, what realizations are
because
they
having? Because we didn't grow up in North Korea or communist China or Russia or Venezuela. And we're like, really? This is, I can't go outside. I got to wear a mask. Really? The virus is a fraud, but I got to take a shot? Yeah, folks, America's gone. We killed all the babies. We devil worshipped. And God took his support away. We've got to fight back and take it back. And so I want to say this. I'm proud of the folks who went to the Capitol. Quite frankly, that Capitol is so evil. People under the Declaration of Independence had a right to absolutely burn to the ground. I don't support that because I don't think this is the right move. I want to take it back politically. But the point is that we're not the ones burning down police stations and killing people. We're responding to that. They started it. The globalists started it. And we're not ashamed of anything. And Trump should come out and expose Antifa for triggering the riots and stand up against it.
Yeah, fake pandemics where the death count doesn't increase. Television news that says peaceful protests as cities burn around them.
What do they think when they shoot and kill an unarmed woman and people and throw people off the 35-foot parapets to their death? Do they think people go, oh, I'm scared to go to the Capitol? No, dude. Crazy people start loading truck bombs up with plastic explosives, dumbass. And then we're Beirut, and they lock off square miles. Do not come to D.C. and attack it. Do not do truck bombs. Do not do mass shootings. But the globalists are going to do it. You can see with how they did this that this is where they're going.
Well, and the other crazy part about it, too, is the Twilight Zone level of witnessing this history and understanding it. But then the other aspect is dealing with the clones, dealing with the zombies, dealing with the sheeple that they don't even live. You know, Alex, you used to say this all the time. I remember when I first tuned into you and I didn't really understand it at the time. But these people literally don't even know what planet they're on. Sure, okay, they could say, oh, I'm on planet Earth. No. It's like we're not.
They don't know a solar system. They don't know about it. They have no building blocks. People. I remember my cousin, she's smart, she works for IBM, and she was like 6 years old. I was like 10. And we're sitting around eating T-bone steaks my dad cooked on the grill. And he goes, this is really good meat. Do they give the cow, put the cow to sleep to do a surgery? And I said, yeah, they do a surgery, all right. But I began to learn, like, adults don't think, where's electricity come from? Like, I was on Joe Rogan. He's a smart guy. But I'm on his show. And I'm like, he's like, okay, what about carbon taxes? You know, carbon's bad. I go, the whole Earth's based on carbon. It's the carbon cycle. The plants, you take on oxygen, you create your carbon dioxide, put out oxygen. And I said, you know, your Tesla car uses more than an average mid-sized car, because it's a sports car, of power at a power plant transferred down the electrical line. You lose about half of it. And then he goes, so the emissions aren't in the car. They're at the plant. He looked it up and couldn't believe it. He never thought about that. We'll be right back and take a few final calls. Owen's going to take over. I'm going to march down here in the martial law and give you some live reports beamed back if we can. But, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's in the studies. An electric car uses more power if it's coming from the main electrical transmission system.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.